And now this is a dictation for Tony, T-O-N-Y, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. August 1971, address as a letter, Dr. Sarbepalli, for 193504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, follow up for Mr. Terry, who has diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic syndrome and negative serology and renal failure. Last visit in February. Is seeing cardiology Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. There is dyspnea, obesity 311, supposed to do salt fluid restriction, has been taking few extra Demadex, denies vomiting dysphagia, does have reflux, constipation, no bleeding, does have nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, no leg ulcers, stable neuropathy, no gangrene, no discolor of the toes, uses inhalers but no oxygen, has HEPA machine. There are plans to recheck if the CPAP settings are appropriate. Presently, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication review. Losartan maximal dose. On norvascoric, potassium replacement, Demadex, clonidine, hydralazine. Diabetes, cholesterol, triglyceride treatment. Blood pressure does not check at home. In your office, apparently 130 over 70. Year 140, 72. Obesity, no ralwises, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, stable edema, no gross neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries, April, creatinine 2.7, slowly progressive over time, could be effect of diuretics. GFR 28, stage 4. Normal sodium, potassium, normal acid base. Low albumin, corrected calcium in the upper side. Liver function test not elevated. Normal phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.9. No blood in the urine. All testing, serology has been negative, including membranous nephropathy. 24 hours, back in February, documented 34 grams in 24 hours. No monoclonal protein, normal complements, negative antinuclear antibody, hepatitis B and C. And HIV. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number, lightly diabetic nephropathy, negative serology. Next number, nephrotic syndrome. We did not do a renal biopsy. Next number, hypertension. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. All other chemistries and kidney disease appears stable and do not require any changes. Next paragraph comments. He understands that the swelling goes with his nephrotic syndrome, renal failure, and the importance of salt fluid restriction and diuretics. He understands that he has advanced renal failure and is facing dialysis. I encourage him and family to undergo the classes to learn about kidney disease, what options are available down the road in terms of dialysis, hemodialysis, in-center dialysis at home. The body size might be prohibited for peritoneal dialysis. Still, they could explore home hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula. In the differential diagnosis, given his body size, secondary FSGS is always a possibility. The treatment is the present one. Previously, he did have congestive heart failure, dilated type, with minor decreased ejection fraction. This is from May 2022, which is also contributing to the edema, as there was some degree of right heart enlargement, although pulmonary pressure was normal. Continual chemistry on a regular basis, continual present treatment, come back on the next 3 months or early as needed.